entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point. The NFL is confirming Rihanna will be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show this year. Yesterday, Rihanna shared an Instagram post with just her tattooed arm in the air holding a football with the NFL shield. The league followed up with a tweet in the same picture. Super Bowl 56 takes place February 12th, 2023 in Glendale, Arizona. A thriller directed by Olivia Wilde is this week's top movie in the U.S. and Canada. Don't Worry, Darling earned just over $19 million in its first weekend in North American theaters. Coming in second is last week's top film, The Woman King, with $11 million. In third place, it was the re-release of the 2009 blockbuster Avatar with $10 million. An NFL owner just donated $1 million to Farm Aid. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay was at the concert last night in Raleigh, North Carolina, featuring Willie Nelson and Indiana native John Mellencamp. Just before Mellencamp began singing, Irsay came out onto stage and presented him with a $1 million check for Farm Aid. Since it started in 1985, Farm Aid has raised over $64 million to help family farms. Netflix announced several new releases at their global fan event this weekend. They shared clips from upcoming movies like Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, and Jennifer Lopez's upcoming movie, The Mother. New seasons of The Witcher, Outer Banks, Vikings, and Dead to Me were also announced. And Bruno Mars is set to take over Las Vegas this New Year's Eve. He'll play two shows December 30th and 31st at the Dolby Live at Park MGM Grand. This comes just after he's wrapped up his Silk Sonic residency. Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point.